The governors listed their accomplishments in reforming agencies or policies, whether it was taxes or education, but attendees pushed them to consider trickier issues, like the tremendous surge of illegal immigrant kids on the U.S.-Mexican border. First, Chris Christie.
I think we all feel a great sense of sympathy for these children, but can we use some plain common sense?
Christie is frustrated the Obama administration may be relying on illegal family members to make sure those kids get officially approved by immigration. Christie is considered one of the top Republican contenders for the White House in 2016, but a scandal earlier this year over political bullying and a new investigation into bridge investments may have put a wrench in those aspirations. For now, Christie is reportedly trying to put all of that behind him. After Christie said his piece about children immigrating to the U.S., Kansas Governor Sam Brownback jumped in. He believes the larger immigration policy is to blame.
There are kids dying in this process of moving up here, and our youngest son's from Guatemala. When you create this expectation that if you get across the border, you're good, this is going to make it.
Brownback echoed other governors in saying the country's southern border needs to be more tightly locked down. Another meaty question was this one from a Republican New Yorker named Paul Pariser.
I voted Republican on most of the presidential races since I've graduated college, and I feel over the last many years that we've been abandoned. I've been abandoned. The social issues of the Republican Party that get pounded on in the debates just are casting a dark eye on people like me, who are a little more open and flexible to gays, to women and minorities. I'd just like to get your sense of how we can turn this around a little bit.
Governor Christie.
I'm trying to get over my shyness, but I'll see what I can do. Listen, you know, this is something that I hear all the time from folks like you who come from my part of the country or from the West Coast.
Christie says it's about the way Republicans talk about their beliefs on social issues.
People want folks who are authentic and who believe what they say is true, but also are willing to be tolerant and listen to others' points of view.
A conciliatory message from the governor, who's known for his strong opinions. Time will tell whether discussions like last night's will help Christie move beyond his bridge scandals. The conversation with governors continues next week. That's when Democratic leaders, including Colorado's John Hickenlooper, will speak at the Institute. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.